Mike Machika has three passions in his life: his family, his motorcycles, and the Kinsmen Club of Fonthill. At age 31, the Pelham resident already has 3 years as a Kinsman under his belt, and has taken on an executive role as a vice president, with a focus on recruiting some new, younger members. Our membership includes a broad range of backgrounds and occupations, from business owners and farmers, to retired firemen. White collar to blue collar, they're all here, he said. Born in Toronto and raised in Scarborough, Ajax, and Mississauga, Machika moved to St. Catharines briefly, before returning to the GTA. He and his family ended up in Fonthill a few years ago. Late in my high school years, I earned my life insurance and mutual fund licenses, and upon graduation, I basically went right into being a sales agent, said Machika. Over the years, I've become a logistics guy with a business operations background. My primary enterprise now involves digitizing medical records. His parents lived in Fonthill before he arrived, and Machika got his first taste of volunteerism in Pelham as a visitor, while still residing across the lake. Every year, they were looking for help with the food drive at Pelham Cares, he said. We volunteered a commercial truck from our document management company to pick up and transport food. My dad, Dave, just loved helping out and meeting people. You don't get volunteers going door to door in Mississauga collecting food donations. They just don't have the same sense of community as we have here in our small town. In subsequent years, Machika and his dad contributed additional vehicles to the Pelham Cares food drive cause. Their paths crossed with Kinsmen Club president Len Doyle, who invited them to a Kinsmen golf event at Peninsula Lakes. It was a great night of fun, said Machika. Afterwards, Len took me aside and said, "You guys should come out to a meeting," which I did, and ended up joining. Machika participated in the Kinsmen's first Krispy Kreme drive. I was the one in the van, driving to collect the donuts to bring them to the MCC to be distributed to local businesses. It was just so cool to be involved, and see how grateful people were. When you see great spirit flourishing in the community, you want to support it. With his work and family commitments, he is married to Alicia, with kids 7-year-old Dominic, 5-year-old Maya, and 6-month-old Isabella. He can't commit to all the Kinsmen events, but said that he will definitely be on board with the annual home and garden show and craft show, and volunteering again with the Sobeys food drive pop-up. The catalyst for Machika's move to Fonthill involved a traumatic family health issue. My dad was diagnosed with cancer, he said. We bought the house across the street from his in Fonthill, trying to squeeze as much time together as possible into his final years. Dad passed away at the end of 2021. After losing him, the importance of family and community were really underscored for me. A motorcycle aficionado, Machika and his dad had always talked about getting bikes together. We kept delaying it, and then when my dad got sick, he told me, "You know what? I'm not waiting anymore." So we both got motorcycles, and were able to enjoy riding together for about a year and a half. Three of Machika's 4 motorcycles are Harley-Davidsons, including a 30th anniversary 2023 Fat Boy he inherited from his dad, one of only 25 in Canada. When he is not working, doing Kinsmen business, family stuff, or riding his motorcycles, Machika likes to swing a golf club. I'm a member at Lookout Point. I love golfing. I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it, he said with a laugh. I get out a couple times a week. I love doing that with my little guy, who's got his own set of clubs. With his Kinsmen commitments, and his wife on the parent council at AK Wig, their kids' school, Machika and his family are happily ensconced in the Pelham community. This is the environment where we want to raise our kids. The Fonthill Kinsmen meet in the Old Town Hall the first and third Tuesdays of every month, at 6:30 p.m. Prospective new members are always welcome.